you would get out your, again, your announcement folder. Oh, yes, the preacher forgot something, didn't he? I'm glad the youth are on track here this morning. Please put your name and your address and telephone number and anything else you would like us to know, well, with limits, in the registration pad this morning. If you are visiting with us, we put out a special welcome to you, and we thank you so much for being a part of this worship service today. But we would really appreciate it if you would fill out those fully so we can greet you properly in the name of Christ. And we just thank you so much for being here today. Now, again, if you would get out your announcement sheets and turn to the back. This is a church. I like to call this church a praying church. Amen. I believe a church should not only be present in people's lives, both the high times and the low times physically, but I also believe in a spiritual sense. We always need to keep people in our prayers, those that we know about and that we can name their names especially. And if you look at this, this back page is full of people, for one reason or another, need our prayers. And so I just ask that you take this home with you, that you set this beside your prayer chair, wherever you spend time with God each day or three times a week or however many times you spend time with God. Take this out and read this. Lift these people and their families up in your prayers, because you know what? They're in this bulletin because they need it. And if you've ever been here, you understand what I'm talking about. So please, take this home with you. Lift these folks and their families up in your prayers. And I just believe, I don't know about you, but I just believe that a church is here to both physically and spiritually, as much as we can, support everybody that is active here and that we know about needs our prayers. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Yeah. So again, take this home. Let us be a praying church. And a praying church, because of God's presence, makes us a powerful church. Let us be a healing presence in this community. Let us pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God. We thank you for your healing Holy Spirit, God. There are so many people in this congregation alone, let alone this community, that are in need of our prayers, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances. Dear Lord, we could list on and on and on what the needs would be. And I ask, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, that you anoint us in such a way that we not only pray for these folks and all that are in need, but that we actually do something, Lord. That we step up and we say, how can we be of service? How can we be Christ to you? Dear God, energize us. Give us the courage to mingle in people's lives in a positive, healing way, Lord. Help us, God, actually be the church. In so many ways, First United Methodist Church is an awesome presence in this community, and we give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We understand it is only because of you that we can do what we do. But now we ask, Lord, that you help us expand that, that you help us, even in a more impressive way, be a healing presence in Jesus' name, God, in this community. Be with us. Energize each and every one of us to actually take this home and actually lift these people up in our prayers, God. May our words and our actions come together in this way, that we actually do what we say we're going to do. Dear God, there are so many people who aren't on this bulletin, and they need our prayers just as bad. But maybe they're private folk and they don't want their names on a bulletin, God. Help us provide a space in our prayers to lift the nameless up to you, to give them your courage, to give them your healing, powerful presence. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Morning. How's everybody this morning? Okay. This morning's scripture is Matthew 22:1-10. Where is Matthew? Old Testament, New Testament? New Testament? First book of the New Testament. Okay, when you turn to that, will you please put your finger in the spot and stand up, stand with me as we say the Bible pledge? Hold it up high. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same.
I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible,
ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.